Random House Audio presents Twice a Spy by Keith Thompson. Read for you by Danny Campbell. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Edmund Burke. Part 1. Ghosts in the Snow. Chapter 1. "Do you see a ghost?" Alice asked. "You'd know if I did, because I'd mention it." Charlie fixated on someone or something behind her, rather than meet her eyes as he usually did. Or faint. "Ghost is trade lingo for someone you take for a surveillant, but really he's just an ordinary Joe. When you have to look over your shoulder as much as we have the past couple of weeks, it's only natural that everybody starts seeming suspicious. You imagine you've seen one of them before. It's hard to find anybody who doesn't look like he works for Interpol." "Interpol would be an upgrade." Charlie laughed a stream of vapor into the thin alpine air. "After the past couple of weeks, it's hard to find anybody who doesn't look like a veteran hitman." Charlie Clark owned no Hawaiian shirts. He didn't chomp on a cigar. In no way did he match anyone's conception of a horse player. He was a youthful 30 with a pleasant demeanor and strong features, in spite of Alice's efforts to alter them. A brown wig hid his sandy blonde hair. Fake sideburns and a silicone nose bridge blunted the sharp contours of his face, and oversized sunglasses veiled his intelligent blue eyes. But tragically, Alice thought, until being thrust on the lam 2 weeks ago, Charlie had spent 364 days a year at racetracks, and that number would have been 365 if tracks didn't close on Christmas Day. He lived for the thrill.